Here's a story to show how these antidepressant skills can be used. Margaret was a teacher in her mid-30s who had recently transferred to an inner-city school, attracted to the challenge of the work. But she found she could not accomplish what had been normal for her, although she worked long hours. She began to sleep poorly and to worry much of the time. She criticized herself in a harsh manner for not doing as well as she expected. Her mood kept getting worse until she felt miserable. This made it more difficult to perform her job, and she became very self-critical and discouraged. She visited her family physician, who advised her that she was suffering from depression. Her physician gave her a copy of the Antidepressant Skills Workbook and also scheduled regular brief visits. By talking with her physician and using the Antidepressant Skills Workbook, Margaret was able to make important changes. She realized that she had been avoiding her friends since she took the job, and especially since she became depressed. She used the skill of reactivating your life and set the goal of meeting a friend once a week for tea. Later, she increased this to include other social activities. After the first month, she added moderate exercise as a goal. Margaret also recognized several depressive thoughts. She had a very self-critical way of thinking. She expected herself to perform perfectly, and she ignored praise from others. She used questions from the Antidepressant Skills Workbook to come up with more fair and realistic ways of thinking. The first question, what evidence do you have? She had received positive evaluations, and a colleague told her she was doing as well as possible in the situation. Second question, what would you say to a friend in the same situation? She wrote out the fair and supportive words she would say to a friend, then practiced saying them to herself. Third question, what is a less extreme way of looking at the situation? She wrote down some realistic thoughts about the job situation and then reminded herself of these whenever she noticed the unrealistic negative thoughts. There was a gradual improvement in her depression. She developed a more fair and accepting attitude towards herself, more realistic self-expectations, and more enjoyment of her life. But she realized that she still tended to fall into this kind of unfair self-criticism, especially when she was under more stress. Even after she was feeling back to normal, she paid attention to how she was thinking and what kind of messages she was giving herself. If she noticed that she was putting herself down unfairly, she would use the cognitive challenge method to come up with more realistic ways of thinking about herself. Or if she noticed that her mood seemed to be really down for a couple of days, she would write down any depressive thoughts that went along with her low mood. Then she would challenge these thoughts and come up with more realistic ones to practice. If she knew that a particularly stressful situation was coming up soon, like grading her students, she would ask her husband to do more of the household chores while she was preparing grades and would make sure to set aside some time for social activity. Or if she noticed that her mood seemed to be really down for a couple of days, she would write down any depressive thoughts that went along with her low mood. Then she would challenge these thoughts and come up with more realistic ones to practice. If she knew that a particularly stressful situation was coming up soon, like grading her students, She would ask her husband to do more of the household chores while she was preparing grades, and would make sure to set aside some time for social activity. She also wrote in a notebook the things that were most helpful to her in getting out of depression, and she kept the notebook in a convenient place so she could review it if her mood began to slip.